You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne's loss is Brisbane's gain. AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan announced the news footy lovers had been bracing for.
So it is my pleasure to formally announce that the 2020 Toyota AFL Grand Final will be played in Queensland at the Gabba.
For the first time, the biggest game on the AFL calendar will be held interstate and at night. To be played on October 24th, it's expected to be in front of 30,000 fans. Brisbane has been rewarded for its role in saving the 2020 AFL season. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was one of the first to start celebrating.
They were absolutely delighted. We're over the moon. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and we're not going to let anyone down.
The AFL Fans Association President Jerry Eamon says he's happy the game will be played in front of a crowd. He just hopes it's the right crowd.
We hope that the way that the AFL divvy up the tickets allows fans who support the teams to be in attendance. We hope it's not just corporates and neutrals at the game. We want to see some noise and loudness and colour at the grand final, and you need fans, real fans, in the stadium for that.
In a year full of change, there's a contingency plan in case of a COVID outbreak. There'll either be fewer fans at the Gabba, the AFL won't say how many, or a move to Adelaide Oval. By implication, Western Australia's bid was the least successful of them all, and its tighter borders are to blame. Matt Keogh, a WA federal MP, made his thoughts on the decision clear on his way into Parliament.
It is an absolute travesty that the AFL once again is abiding by its first rule, which is always finding a way to do over Western Australia by sending the grand final to Queensland. It's not even a football state.
The announcement of a Brisbane grand final is another, albeit inevitable, blow for Victoria. Some Melburnians are more upset about the decision than others.
The atmosphere around grand final time is pretty good, so it'd be disappointing to miss that.
What can we do? It's like losing a child.
The Victorian Tourism Industry Council says that one game is usually worth $50 million in tourism revenue alone. State Premier Daniel Andrews says moving the game interstate was necessary.
The notion that we could have a kind of business as usual or anything like a business as usual grand final this year, it's sad, but it's the truth, and you have to be upfront about that.
The AFL has made it clear the interstate grand final is very much a one-off, or at least it will be until 2058. The Victorian government will extend its hold on the event for an extra year to make up for losing it this year. The exact time of the grand final is still to be decided. So too are the locations of the other matches in the final series. In a very small bit of good news for Victorians, they'll get to keep their grand final public holiday. Rachel Carey, SBS News.